Yeah, but I suppose today, we had a win today ourselves, and we knew that we had to get a result here in Longford, which we did, and done well in the second half and put a good score up. We always knew it was going to be out of our control what happened in the other two games, and I suppose Warwickshire beating Roscommon went our way, but with Monaghan and Louth ending in a draw, we end up in equal points, but I'm not so sure then what way it works. Maybe the head-to-head then maybe come against us. But
it looks like the head-to-head's gone against you because your score difference was superior.
Yeah, well, so that's, you know, I suppose that's a bit unfortunate, but look, that's the way it goes. We knew it was out of our control, really, as regards what went on in the other games. But look, I'm still happy of how we played and how we played today, how we finished the league, and after the first two games, you know, things that weren't going maybe according to plan, and we had to dig in there, had to change a few things around, and you know, we finished the league strong, which is a huge positive. So you have to take the positive out of it. I know it's disappointing that we didn't get to the league final and we came so close, but that's the way it works.
I mean, mixed with the positives, you will have regrets, because those two games, both of them could have been won, especially the first one probably against Warwickshire, when you just didn't settle and shipped three goals early on.
Yeah, I suppose those two games, there's always points in it where you could have. I think possibly maybe the Louth one, to me, was probably, we probably should have won it more than even the first game against Warwickshire, where Warwickshire got a big score up on us and actually played very well. Now, again, Louth, we were in control for a lot of the game, but the goals, you know, we leaked a couple of goals, which that Louth back into the game, and, you know, that's really what done us in the end, was the goals they scored, you know. But so, look, we can't really do anything about that. That's now history. We have to look forward, and say, now this competition's over, we have to look forward to the Nicky record and prepare for that. And that's what I said to the lads, you know, I take the positive out of it. A lot of positives is we've used a lot of players, we've introduced a lot of new players, young players, a lot of players got game time. Even there today, we had out of the squad, we had 9 players more unavailable through injury today, and we had to go back into the reserves and use other players again. And we've done that in the last two games. But the great thing about it is there's lads coming in there now, stepping up to the mark, and you know, taking a jersey and wanting to play, and there's competition for places, and that's really, really healthy. So we want to get the injuries back, you know, back up, get cleared up again, get them cleared up over the next couple of weeks, and then we get a run into the Nicky record in May.
And with those players coming back, would you say this is the strongest squad you've had in your time with Tyrone?
It definitely is. I said that from the very start. The squad of players we have this year is as strong a squad as I've had, and the quality is really, really good. But you know, we just need everybody fit, and we probably haven't had that yet. But certainly, we need to get those lads back that's injured at the minute, and it is a very, very strong squad.
And with those three wins under your belt, you'll go into the Nicky record confident. I think it's Donegal maybe in the first game.
Yeah, it's a group stage, so we've Donegal and Leitrim, we've Donegal first up. Like, Donegal's going well in Division 2B, and you know, playing at a very good level. So us and Donegal is always, you know, tough games, and hopefully, you know, I mean, we'll be ready for it, and I'm sure Donegal will be looking forward to it as well. But that's going to be a tough opener.